At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Obviously, Giannis said, I want Fiddler.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Hey, maybe he becomes the next Duncan Robinson.
Yeah,
you know. Guy I didn't think was going to make it in the league.
No, you're right.
Got hot shooting threes and turned it into a career.
Yeah, you never know.
Right.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. We always have open lines here. I do want to mention we discussed Steve Yzerman's press conference earlier today for about the first hour. So if you'd like to chime in on that, feel free at 248-539-9797, or you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. By the way, the latest episode of Restore the Floor has been released. So wherever you get your podcast, you get to hear the wit and wisdom of one Evan Jenkins, along with me. And based on how this show's gone the first 2 or 3 hours, there's not much wisdom there.
And after this show is over and right before Tiger Baseball, another edition of Jazzy Cat and the Cone.
All right.
as they got a caller yesterday, longtime listener, first time caller.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. Yes. The Tigers, Nats, only the Tigers could split a doubleheader yesterday and still gain a half a game on the team below them, the Cleveland Guardians, who now lost one of their starting pitchers for a gambling investigation.
Look, that's going to be a big thing going from here on out. Like we keep laughing about it, but pretty soon that's going to become a major issue for all the major sports.
And from what I understand, this was based on what, first pitch bet? A prop bet on first pitches?
Apparently, that is what they're investigating. Yes, it sounds like it was first pitch.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
Look, you can bet that on some book.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to boil down to, I was telling David pre-show, teams are going to have to do credit checks and to kind of see if their players are in financial straits, and we got to see where you're at, because if you're on this list, we're going to be watching you heavily to make sure you're not trying to do some funky stuff to make some extra money.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you got to worry about LeBron.
No.
I think he's good. But some of the marginal players are like, okay, yeah, you know what? We got to see, why are you, you know, 50 grand in debt and you make millions?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I think what's eventually going to happen is the leagues are going to convince the sports books, the legal ones, to take prop bets off, or at least the over-unders, because it's too easy to fix. I mean, like, you know, you just say, you know, 6.5 assists, and, you know, all of a sudden you get a sprained ankle or something after you have six assists. It's just too easy to fix.
All right, let's get to the calls. What's your favorite non-traditional event slash sports? Stoney.
Tomorrow.
Hot dog eating contest. Yeah. David is Canadian curling, which is different from Nashville curling, I guess.
Oh, it's just regular curling.
It's just regular curling.
Okay.
Now, David, do you watch the men and the women? Because in the Olympics, let's be honest, with the tight curling outfits, some of the Scandinavian teams, pretty nice.
I just watch it all.
Okay.
I do watch it all.
I watch women's
off
beach
season,
volleyball.
During the Olympics, I watch the women.
Okay.
Because it's a lot. It's a lot going on with the Olympics. So
you don't watch the men curling in the Olympics?
Huh? No.
Well, see. Yeah.
No, I will watch the mix, though.
Misogynist. They have mixed?
They do have mixed doubles in the Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah, they give away medals for everything in the Olympics. Remember that. So
did not know. How soon till competitive eating becomes an Olympic sport?
That should never become an Olympic sport, but this should.
Okay. Hypothetically, how do you judge that?
You know what? How about no?
Is it your
Let's just go to callers.
Is it your form? Is it how red your butt cheeks
just
are?
Go to the callers. Let's just go to the callers.
Okay. It's your show. I'm just here to guide you. Sean, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So for me, I would say esports or professional video games, definitely for me. I like watching it. It's on Twitch, YouTube. They don't really have it on ESPN, but they did for a few years. But, I mean, it's hard to watch, so if you don't really know where to find it, you can't find it.
You know what, Sean? The funny thing about esports, when I realized that you can get a scholarship to go to college to play esports. Because I went up to MSU one day and they were redesigning the comm building where I'd spent all of my life. And I was like, well, what happened here? And they're like, oh, that's for esports. I was like, wait, so playing video games you can now make money off of. I'm so angry at my parents. I could have been ahead of my
time.
Same
here.
So I'm with you, Sean.
I went to college and played on the Overwatch team at my college. So I get it.
What school? In a team? D1?
Aquinas College in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
So, Sonny, esports it's a thing. It's competitive. You win titles.
I get it.
Scholarships.
Look, I'm not.
Silly me. I was just playing esports for fun in college.
Look, my mom told me there's nothing. You can't do anything in life with
you're
that.
Wasting your time.
Right. I'm not one to talk because I'll be enjoying watching somebody eat 78 hot dogs or whatever tomorrow within a few minutes. I just don't understand. I have no problem with, people playing video games and all that. I think that's cool. I just can't watch people do it.
You can now watch people
Twitch. I know.
Like, I guess it's like, us watching it. You watching the hot dog contest,
right, that's
or
what
David
I'm
watching curling.
Yeah, but
it's wild because, they just had the NBA draft.
Right.
Well, they also just had the NBA 2K draft.
What's our team called again?
I forget.
And, I remember when it came out, they made a big deal of it and all that stuff. But, you couldn't go and watch them unless you were on your own computer streams, I guess.
There's a clip, and you can go on Twitter, and there's a clip of a gentleman that gets drafted this year, and he is crying. He is that excited that he got drafted in this 2K draft. Like, he just made $1 million.
So who, did Adam Silver do it? Did the AI version of Adam, the video version of Adam Silver do it?
You know what, regular? Maybe you just got Allen Iverson. I don't know.
or they had the he was a second round pick and they had the guy, Mark Tatum, they bring out of the cedar
deputy,
closet
the deputy
the second
commissioner,
round.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Rochester. Tim, what's up?
Fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Tim.
Wasn't a brilliant idea to call before going to the track, so I apologize if I'm huffing and puffing. I actually forgot I was even on the air.
Ah, you're good.
Ooh. Hey, okay, I'll give you two quick ones. One would be World Series of Poker main event. I would nerd out and watch that at way too late in the evening. And then for more mainstream but less so in its context, golf, the U.S. Amateur. you get to see a few even, I guess, more, call it notable courses that you wouldn't otherwise, like Cypress Point, stuff like that. So
let me ask you a question about the World Series of Poker, because I watch poker on TV. I got nothing. But it's always, when I watch it, it's always the ones that are basically edited. When you watch it live, doesn't it take forever? I mean,
yeah, so I guess it's kind of, you could call it background stuff, perfect background TV. Because, yeah, it could be 10 minutes for a hand. And actually, I'd prefer watching it more so live, because you could, you know, try to, I guess, you know, not seeing the cards.
Right.
Make it a bit more interesting. That's otherwise, true.
Yeah, because when you see the cards, you're sitting there saying, come on, he's got two jacks, what are you doing? You know, but he doesn't know what he has. Correct. The other guy has.
Yeah, it's like the meme where you see the overweight dude on the couch throwing the remote like, you idiot, whatever. But, you guys have a good holiday.
Do you think it needs a pitch clock? Would the old heads get upset if there was a pitch clock?
Well, there are clocks in tournaments nowadays.
Oh, so good.
How they're enforced, I don't know. But yeah. Anyways.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Tim. 248-539-9797. John, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey guys, funny show today.
Thanks. Thank you.
So my guilty pleasure is the Tour de France.
Okay.
I am not a biker. I don't I don't really fully understand the sport. But just watching guys bicycle for 120 miles and climb mountains, to me, is just astonishing.
Do you like it when they have like when they crash? There've been some great videos of that.
They have these go off a cliff or something like that. Yeah, that's even better. But no, I actually cringe when that happens, because it's, you know, these guys are going 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour when they crash, and if you look at a close up of them, all their elbows and knees are just nothing but scar tissue.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because when they're riding so close together, it's just like if one person does something stupid.
Oh, I know.
30 people are done.
Yeah,
like really.
Yeah, and he's right on the mountains. Off a cliff, you got to be crazy.
Now, those are athletes.
Yes.
They're athletes.
I'm not going to say they're not.
Oh, no. Those are legitimate athletes. Dipping your bread in water, not athletes.
They're not eating hot dogs. Let's not get carried away, all right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, but can they do that? Can they ride a bike while they eat a hot dog? See, that would be athletic. 97 won the ticket.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
248-539-9797. Tomorrow's the hot dog eating contest. I haven't even checked the odds. I'm sure Joey Chestnut is like minus one zillion.
Are there odds for that?
Yes, and there's also odds for how many he's going to eat, too.
Well, now I got to look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, see, you can enjoy it tomorrow if you little bet a little bit on it, you know?
You think I'm Jeff Rieger?
No. But, you know,
he'll bet on anything. I see he'll bet on anything.
Well, guys will bet on anything. I mean, for the most part, we will.
True.
Logan, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What is your guilty sports viewing pleasure?
Definitely got to be wrestling, specifically college wrestling, and I'll just absolutely go crazy for the NCAA national tournament. A lot of the guys that are really, really good, I don't know if you watch a little bit of UFC, but a lot of them will transition to UFC and, in my opinion, make some of the best UFC fighters. So college wrestling is just absolutely phenomenal. And I don't know if anybody's already said that. I'm surprised if they haven't.
No, you're the first one, Logan.
I've watched a little bit of it. Did you go? They had so long ago, the building doesn't exist anymore. They had the NCAA championship at the Palace one year.
No, yeah, they have an LCA now. Detroit's big at hosting it. I feel like it's one of the main places they do host the Earth City every year. It's just, I grew up wrestling. It's a Midwest thing too. So yeah, I mean, I've been there and it's so much fun.
Would you rather have watched, collegiate wrestling or, the WWE?
No, that is a joke, man. Growing up, since I actually did do wrestling, it would honestly frustrate me so much when kids would come up and talk about, like, and think I would be doing what John Cena and The Rock were doing. And I'd be like, guys, no, like, that's a joke. My dad told me that's a joke. So.
Can you imagine handling it? I'm surprised
not
they
jumping
don't.
Off the top rope.
Yeah, yeah, okay. NCAA, you know, jump off the top
dude,
rope.
Yes. I tell my friends I did wrestling, and, you know, they invite me to come over and fully set up a ring and everything, ready to do some pile drivers, and I'm like, guys, no, like, definitely not.
Okay, so Logan, at wrestling practice, did you guys ever, you know what, let's just, like, do it the way they do it in the WWE, just fooling around?
I feel like, I mean, no, just because, like, you actually can, like, hurt each other doing that. I mean, like, there were a bunch of games that you do at wrestling practice that were kind of, like, you know, I don't know, a little similar to that, but not really. I wouldn't know, but they keep everything pretty hard-nosed, because wrestling, I mean, those are some athletes. So when you want to talk about athletes, Tony, that is an athlete.
Oh, I know. You know what's amazing? And I want to ask you, how many times wrestlers, because I remember in high school, kids would, you know, starve themselves to make weight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Go into the boiler room and jump rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you straight up, I mean, I remember, it's called My Way here in Michigan, kind of like the, like club wrestling. But dude, my dad would have me sitting in the stall in the bathroom, you know, straight up spitting to cut a pound of weight if I could, literally to make weight so I wouldn't have to necessarily, like, wrestle kids that are a little bit, heavier than me, necessarily. So it's pretty crazy. When you get into high school, they watch you, pretty hawk eye, just because you're not allowed to, I guess, cut weight and really, you know, endanger yourself. I actually was one of the people who had, like, 6% body weight, so I actually literally could not cut weight. The trainer did not allow me to.
Hey, Logan, who do you think in his prime would win a fight, Dan Gable or Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan.
Dude, Dan Gable's wiping the floor with him, man. I mean,
hey, Logan,
I wish...
Do you think it's more strenuous on the body for a pro wrestler or an amateur wrestler?
I mean, so wait, pro wrestler, amateur wrestler, what do you mean?
Like strenuous on the body, like who takes bigger bumps? Like, I don't see amateur wrestlers going through tables and stuff during the match.
Definitely, I mean, no, but you tell me who's more exhausted after a wrestling match, like a pro quote unquote wrestling match, or a legit wrestling match after three 3-minute periods, you are exhausted. I don't care.
Did you not watch the Iron
Man
match with Bret Hart and Steve Austin?
Okay, enough.
That was 60 minutes, dude.
Hey, Logan,
could you? Logan, let me ask you this. Entertaining. It's like a TV show.
Logan, would you be able to take brass knuckles?
Show me anybody in the WWE who took a full-fledged brass knuckle shot to the face with full force.
But see, Evan made a great point. The breaking tables, I mean, that's athleticism. Also that choreographed. That actually might be more athletic than eating hot dogs. Jerry in Flint, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, Stoney, great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you,
Jerry. So my guilty
Jerry.
Pleasure is old-fashioned bowling. Being in, from Detroit and used to bowling leagues as a kid, I think it's just still fun to watch. And now they got these cool metrics to show the spin rate, what board they go on. It's pretty fun to watch.
The exit, the velo of the bowling ball now?
Yeah, the velo. Yeah, the loft. I mean, it's pretty
spin.
Fun to make.
Now
they got like two-handed bowling.
I
people
know.
Buy it. It's pretty awesome.
That to me is unbelievable, the two-handed bowling. You don't even need holes in the bowling ball.
That's lame.
Well, you need two. Always need two. But other than that, I haven't even tried it. I'd probably break my back if I did.
Isn't that just what kids do? I mean, I didn't know. That's a real thing, two-handed bowling.
It has become. Yeah. It's stupid.
Instead of your thumb, you use your left hand, and you throw them both together on your hip, and you spin it like crazy.
Oh, I didn't realize the thumb. I didn't realize the ball was – you still use the thumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Can I talk about the Pistons real quick?
Sure.
So here's my biggest fear is that Langdon doesn't know what to do with Durham and Ivy in terms of extensions, and that's why he did what he did. What do you guys think?
So
he doesn't know what he's got, and he won't make a deal with either one of them because he's afraid to pass on either one or extend them.
Well, you know what? That's a legitimate worry because you don't want to overpay them, and then they turn into and then you don't want to not pay them, and they turn into stars. So I think they have to make that decision soon. But it is a conundrum. It definitely is. By the way, they're showing on ESPN going across the country to find different things in every state. What about Rubik's Cube? The Rubik's Cube, the WCA World Championship. What's WCA stand for? World Cube Association?
Yeah, they showed it, and they actually showed a couple guys. They were blindfolded while they were doing it.
That's just freaky.
Like, wow.
I mean, my daughter could do it. One of them could do it like in a minute and a half, which was pretty good. These people are like 15 seconds.
That's stupid.
It's absurd.
It's like a rhythm system type of thing. That
it is.
That if you know what you're doing, once you establish this, then you can figure out the rest.
I'll tell you this, Rico. The Good Son, under a minute.
See? Wow.
See?
Now, does he have to go through training to make sure he gets his wrist correct? That's athletic.
To quote, coming to that boy, good.
I knew it was coming. Let me read a couple of ticket texts here, guys.
Yes.
Polo and bocce ball are definitely the two whitest sports on the planet, and David must watch them. Yes. I have. Pro darts is my guilty sport. Someone says, this is the funniest stuff I've ever heard on radio. This is Matt and Ida. Guilty pleasures watching pickleball tournaments.
Okay.
I watch fishing shows and billiard tournaments, and I think neither are athletes. Aaron from Detroit. And then we have this here. David only eats potato salad with raisins in it when he's watching curling. That is Scott in Carlton.
That will be on the menu tomorrow at the whole household.
Minus the raisins. David is the whitest guy on the show.
David puts cranberries in his.
No comment. College Ultimate Frisbee. Antoine in New Haven, that is his guilty pleasure. And then another one, I like this one. I thought I was the only black guy that likes watching curling. Good to hear there is another.
Hey, well,
Carlton Banks.
97-1 the ticket.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.